Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. The cultural impact of the African diaspora in the Americas spans the Atlantic Arc, from Delaware all the way to Uruguay. Encompassing thousands of miles and hundreds of years of Africans in the Americas, this arc brought cultural expressions and new types of music that we still enjoy today. Something that the Millsboro-based arts nonprofit Echoes and Footprints is working to educate the public about. In this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny talks with Echoes and Footprints founder and president Herman Boyd to learn more about the so-called music of the Americas.
Can you give us some background on your organization and how long it's been around?
Well, we're a Delaware-based nonprofit. We've been around, I guess, about 2 years now, officially. But I've been pursuing this for the last 5 years or so, kind of trying to organize my thoughts around what does Echoes and Footprint mean and how do we kind of convey this to the world. You know, the essence of Echoes and Footprints is really to talk about and amplify the significance of the polyrhythmic beat that came with the enslaved Africans as they came to the Americas, and how that combined with the harmonies from Europe and other native indigenous sound to create what we know as American music or music of the Americas today.
And I'd like to ask you actually to expand on that just a little bit and about the contribution of enslaved persons to creating a distinctly American style of music. I know we think, you mentioned sort of the synthesis of polyrhythms along with European musical influences, and my mind immediately goes to jazz, but it's a lot wider than that. The influence is a lot bigger than that, right?
Absolutely. You know, when I say music of the Americas, that really covers music that basically goes from Argentina all the way to, let's say, Virginia and beyond Virginia. So anything in the arc between that space is kind of the music of the Americas. And that music creation really is a kind of a product of that African diaspora. Jazz is certainly a big part of that, especially in the United States. But when you think about all the Caribbean sounds, all the sounds from South America, all of that is kind of derived from the influence of the polyrhythmic beat.
And my mind turns as we're talking about this to some music that was really formative for me growing up, and that's the work that Dizzy Gillespie did with the United Nations Orchestra and bringing in sounds from the Caribbean and from South America as well. And so that sort of speaks to the mission of Echoes and Footprints. Can you kind of expand on that a little bit and what you're hoping to accomplish?
Yeah, and that's a great way to think about it in terms of the mission of Echoes and Footprint. It is to amplify that range you talked about. That it's not just jazz, it's not just blues, it's not just rock, but it encompasses all the various genres in the Americas and South America, but also how that polyrhythmic beat becomes a foundation for much of what you know in the Americas, and how that sound really became the template for music around the world that we hear today.
We've used this word a couple of times, polyrhythmic, mm-hmm. polyrhythms, for people who may not be quite as deep into being music nerds as obviously you and I both are. What is polyrhythm?
So think of poly as many, multiple rhythms. So more than one rhythm. And that's kind of the unique aspect of it. When you think about the harmonies from Europe, it was nice, clean harmonies and, you know, layers of harmonies and everything. With the polyrhythms, multiple rhythms that came with the enslaved African, it became a lot more complex. In terms of how do you layer those different rhythms, and they were not all the same, along with the harmonies from Europe. And then there's some native indigenous stuff that's kind of included in that. So polyrhythm is really the multiple rhythms being played at the same time. You know, a simple way to think about this, you since you're a music nerd, I'm not, you know, if you count in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and there would be 3 beats here and 2 beats here. How do we get to a point that, you know, you slice this pie that you get to one at the same time? You keep repeating this. The goal is to make sure you land at one. That's basically what you're doing.
Can you draw a more or less straight line from the African talking drums and drum circle tradition to some of the complex polyrhythms that we see in Latin American music?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Kind of just a little background here. Of course, with the enslaved Africans, those drums were taken away. Human expression being human expression, it was a need to bring in that sound, that rhythm that, that the enslaved Africans had. And they started to replicate that sound and repeat that sound. They had to find new instruments, and those instruments were taken away. They constantly kind of reinvented those sounds and those instruments and introducing that to what they were hearing, let's say, from Europe. And that really started creating this complex nature of what we know today. So much of the popular music, including jazz, gospel, hip hop, salsa, rumba, all those things are based on, predicated on that kind of complex arrangement.
Echoes and Footprints just wrapped up a round of engagement events with libraries in Newcastle County, yes. And you're hoping to hold more during the winter. What went on at those events?
I love that question. It's kind of a workshop. Part of that is introducing people to the definition of a polyrhythm. And I start by kind of using a very popular song that people may know and deconstruct that song a little bit and say, what are you hearing here? And as you deconstruct that, you hear the polyrhythm that's driving and moving the energy. And that's the key thing. The polyrhythm really keeps it moving. Yes, you have great harmonies, but then with the polyrhythm, that's the thing that makes you want to patch your foot, makes you want to lean forward, makes you want to dance. We have instruments we make available and a very simple, you know, you play three beats, this side will play two beats. But you have to play in a way that you get to a certain place at the same time. And as the groups are playing these rhythms, at first it's kind of awkward, it sounds kind of jarring, but then they hear it, the rhythm coming together. And once they hear it come together, they start, oh, I know this sound. I've heard this in song before. And this is what I dance to. This is what, you know, my friends go out and kind of party to. This is the type of thing I listen to when I'm, you know, at home. And you start hearing this arrangement, this complex arrangement that plays out in the polyrhythmic sound. It's really hands-on. We really want to make it very tactile and hands-on.
I love the fact that this is an ancient tradition that is still very much alive today in the year 2024.
And, you know, absolutely. And that's kind of the title we use with these workshops. The beat is the history. As long as you're hearing this beat, you're hearing these ancient histories of music playing out. And that history has kind of gone across the Atlantic, kind of created this new sound in the Americas. And now it's gone back to Europe.
I want to ask about one particular form of music as well. One of your colleagues from Montevideo, Uruguay, is visiting soon to talk about candombe, an Afro-descendant percussion art form. It's also a UNESCO intangible world asset. Can you talk a little bit more about candombe and what does this sound like?
So candombe is played with three drums, a large, small, and kind of called the piano drum. And it really is taking that rhythm and playing it over those three drums. But there are a couple of things happening in that. You hear the history and the culture of the people who are playing it, but also you hear the kind of the introduction of how do you bring this into the new world. But you start to feel and understand that it was about resistance and recreating human expression. So our visitor, Fernando, he's the person we engage with in Uruguay. He really has become a kind of our North Star in terms of explaining what candombe means to those communities. And that candombe sound, that rhythm, that culture, is really a part of those particular communities in Montevideo in Uruguay. And they really hold that culture true and try to maintain that that culture in such a way that, you know, it really expresses the history today, but also going forward, how you take that history forward.
And if people want to learn more about Echoes and Footprints, where do they go? What site should we visit?
Go to echoesandfootprints.com. And we've done a lot of work in terms of building out that site to make it a kind of an interactive portal. On that site, you can see kind of the African slave trade routes, for example. You can see connections from different parts of the Americas, which genres developed in which countries, instruments that are associated with those genres, key music playlists for those genres. So we're building out kind of a resource portal to not just place content. We really want to make it interactive and engaging such that, you know, you can understand when I say samba in Brazil, you can compare that to festejo in another part of South America. The music you know and love And it's easier to say, where did it come from? It didn't drop from the moon, so to speak, but it has a history, and all this history is connected and integrated. You know, the time frame and the geography from all the Americas, it's really a connected kind of relationship. Yes, reggae is a little bit different from rumba. It's different from gospel. But when you deconstruct that, it's coming from the same place and allows us to see that kind of the long history and the connectedness, all this music and people and expression and the willingness to kind of go forward with it.
Thanks to Herman Boyd, founder and president of the Millsboro-based arts nonprofit Echoes and Footprints, and R. Martin Matheny for joining us on this latest edition of Arts Playlist. And we wrap up The Green next with History Matters and our conversation with the new director of the Mitchell Center for African American Heritage. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.